Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment on the final section of Shemona Esrei. Moving forward a little bit in the bracha of Ritzei, we have an interesting line. The Yishei Yisraelus Fila Sam Bi'avas Kabel Baratzon. Let the offerings of Israel and their tefilos with love, you should accept them with favor. First of all, I just want to backtrack on something I said the other day. I referred to this line the other day, and I said that this is a request that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, because why else would we be talking about offerings? We don't bring offerings today. The commentators grapple with this line. They're not so ready to accept that it's a request for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. That's happened earlier in the bracha. That'll happen later in the bracha. They actually view this as being in the present tense, the offerings of Israel. The current offerings of Israel. So what in the world is this talking about? So one approach that a number of commentators say, the Avudraham is one of them, that there's a famous idea that when the Beis HaMikdash is not present, the prayer is said, take the place of Korbanos. So essentially, when we daven today, our prayers are serving a dual role. They're both being prayers, and they're also acting as Korbanos. It's one pshat. Another pshat is based on an interesting Gemara in Menachos. Again, what this really means, I don't know. But the Gemara Menachos says that every day the angel Michael brings offerings to God in the Beis HaMikdash in heaven. And the offerings are the souls of pious people who have left this world. So there's some model of offerings based on people's lives in this world once they've left this world. And those offerings should be a nachas for Hashem. That definitely gives a little bit of added meaning, you know, to phrase that many times you'll hear people say when a special person leaves the world, you know, God wanted them up there. You know, there's an idea that in a sense, once a person has left this world, his or her life tasks, life accomplishments in and of themselves become a great merit for Klal Yisrael. Just an interesting thing to think about. For the record, there's a famous question where to put the comma at this phrase. It could be that V'yishei Yisrael is the final phrase of the previous sentence, or V'yishei Yisrael is the opening phrase of this sentence. I don't want to belabor the point. If you look, you open a sitter, you'll see what I mean. I think the more common way to read it is the way we said it. V'yishei Yisrael is filasam bi'avos kabel baratzon. That you should accept with great love the offerings of Klal Yisrael and their prayers. Now, let's parse this phrase a little bit more, though. V'yishei Yisrael u'tfilasam bi'ahava s'kabel baratzon. The wording is strange. Rav Schwab points out it should say, V'yishei Yisrael u'tfilasam t'kabel bi'ahava v'ratzon. That the offerings of Israel and their prayers you should accept with love. That's not what it says. It says, the offerings of Israel and their prayers with love, you should accept. The wording is a little bit strange. Why does love come before acceptance? And to that, Rav Schwab says, this of course fits with Rav Schwab's earlier point, which we mentioned, I believe it was yesterday, of the idea of the relationship that we're speaking about in the Bracha of Ritzei. We say to God, we hope that he views our prayers as being prayers of love. The love is not how he should accept our prayers. The love is what our prayers are supposed to be. Usfilasam bi'ahava. Our prayers with love, we hope, God, that you accept them with great favor. That's how Rav Schwab understands the phrase. One more thing along these lines, Rav Schwab also poses the question. So, v'yishei Yisrael usfilasam bi'ahava, kabel, you should accept with... We might have said, rachamim, with mercy. You should have compassion for us, and you should accept our prayers. It's not what it says in the bracha. It says you should accept it with favor. Rav Schwab says this goes back to the point that we made earlier in the bracha. We're hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nachas from our tefillah. This is a relationship. If you say that God accepts the prayer with mercy, it means, God, I'm asking for something. Give me what I need. Give me what I need. I beg you. And if he says yes, he accepted it with mercy. That's earlier in Shemona Esrei. Right now, we're just asking God, we hope you have nachas. We hope you have nachas from how we're speaking with you. So your acceptance of our prayer should be beratzon, should be with favor. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.